Carmen Gerard, what's your title with the Income Tax Service?
I'm the coordinator of the Iroquois Falls Community Volunteer Income Tax Program.
Okay.
I oversee 7 volunteers. We prepare taxes in town and surrounding areas.
Okay, and is this service available now for this year?
It is available starting next week. We will be running clinics for the first time in 3 years, which means I can gladly move it out of my home. It will be at the Lion's Den starting Friday, February 24th. The first clinic is from 10 to 12. Lion's Den, 239 Church Street, side doors. There is a ramp for handicapped people. We want to thank the Lions Club for allowing us free use of their hall for the next 2.5 months. We will also hold clinics on Tuesdays starting February 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
What do you mean by clinics?
It is a first come, first serve, drop in, pickup kind of clinic where they come in with last year's tax papers, notice of assessment if possible, this year's papers, everything in a bag or an envelope. We give them a date to return and someone takes the taxes home and prepares them for them.
Okay.
And then returns them.
Okay. Have you found over the years that there's increased need for this?
Yes, there is, definitely. We cover low-income people, seniors, disabled people who are on disability credits, people who get sick. All of a sudden during the year, someone had cancer, someone had heart issues, and if they can touch base with us, we can really help them sort through the paperwork. And a lot of them don't even know they can claim some of the medical travel. Even though they do get a travel grant, it doesn't even nearly cover what they could claim on their taxes. We do students. So low income is up to $30,000 for a single person, up to $40,000 for two or more. We do stretch out that line a little bit. So if you're in doubt, give us a shout or come on in to the clinic. What else was there here? People can also call my cell. Unfortunately, it has become a public phone. My cell number is 705-232-0583. Monday to Friday only, please. There are new credits. We try to stay on top of things. So this past Monday, we did a training seminar with the 8 of us. We got together. We looked at everything that's new this year. The big one is the staycation that Doug Ford announced last year. If you traveled within Ontario, and remember, it has to be Ontario, keep your hotel, motel receipts. You can claim some of that and you actually get money back. So don't say I have no taxable income, because fortunately this one will pay you cash anyway. And it's 20% of your expenses, up to $1,000 for one person or $2,000 for the family.
Okay.
So 20% of 2,000 would give you 400. If you took a few vacations, that's a pretty good amount of money to get back, right?
Yeah.
If you miss some of this information, I have had posters made and they are up at the grocery stores, at the post offices in town. It gives you the details of our clinics, the times. So just, if in doubt, come into the clinic.
Okay. Now, when people do come in and they have what they figure is all their tax papers, is there something that's commonly missed that you want to remind them to bring in to make it a little easier?
Definitely last year's taxes, definitely the notice of assessment. That's the biggest, especially the notice of assessment. And that's the biggest problem that we have. Make sure you bring your property taxes or your rent receipts. And this year, new for us, we are expanding out. I'm not sure if we really wanted to do this and we might regret it, but a couple of years ago, Madison lost their only volunteer. So last year, we saw a huge increase in Madison people reaching out to us. We have joined with the Madison Public Library. They will become our drop-off point. You may reach out to the library if you live in the Madison area, and that can include Raymore, Coltire, Valgagne. If you can't make it to Erik Falls, by all means, reach out to the library. She will help you out. If you drop your papers off there, we will get them from her. Actually, we have some clinics will be held in Madison. It'll be on Wednesdays, noon till 2, but not every Wednesday. So Margaret Ann Friese has all the details at the library, if you or you can check with me.
Okay, are you still accepting volunteers?
Yes, to some extent, yes. If someone has the training and the expertise, it's a definite yes. If it involves a lot of training, then it's not exactly the best time to be training, as this is a very busy time. But people can approach me if they think they would like to volunteer and we can work out something.
And failing that, you can ask them to hang on till next year and take the training.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think I had made some notes. If people wonder, just give me a shout.
Okay.
705-232-0583. That's about your best way to answer your questions.